What's thought to be the world's largest working wooden clock is about to go on display in a small corner of Western Australia. The clock is Kevin Bird's masterpiece, but for years it sat hidden away in a giant shed on his Nanup property as he tried and failed to find a building to house it. That's until a local business in the WA timber town of Nanup spotted its tourism potential, as Kate Stevens reports.
What was once a 6-metre-tall wooden pendulum clock now lies in pieces on the floor, waiting to be reassembled in its new home.
If you wanted to change the hands on your watch, you actually...
The clock is Kevin Bird's creation, handmade and crafted in his shed. The project started in 2004 as a way to combine his love of woodmaking and clocks.
There was a bit of a thing that timber was nothing other than wood chips and railway sleepers, and I thought, oh, man, that's not quite right. And I was making smaller clocks, and I thought, you know, I should really make a big one day. And that's how it started.
The clock was originally supposed to be installed inside a new civic centre in his local town. But when support for the project fell over, Kevin was left with a half-finished gigantic clock and nowhere to put it.
Well, some people say, well, you know, when you're digging a hole and you get in the manure, you stop digging. Well, you know, other people say, well, you've got to keep on going till it's finished. Well, I kept on digging.
While Kevin kept digging, the project took its toll on Kevin and his wife, Margie.
I needed to give a lot of support because this has been a huge project.
It's taken a lot of stamina for Kevin.
But things began to look up in late 2016 when Nanup business owner Heather Walford came with an idea.
We were looking at putting on a couple of extra shops, and at that time was when Kevin and Margie were looking around for somewhere for the clock to be moved to, and that's when we put our hat in the ring.
They decided to build a tower on the main street of Nanup as a way to protect and showcase the clock. Nanup sits on the banks of the Blackwood River and was once a thriving timber town. The local mill still operates, but Nanupshire President Tony Dean says the clock could provide a much-needed injection of cash through tourism.
We don't have many built attractions, and modern tourism needs built attractions. For that alone, it will bring tourists.
Construction is ramping up in the tower as Kevin carefully reassembles and balances his pendulum clock. While the project has consumed his life for years, finally seeing it in completion is bittersweet.
I went in the shed this morning to pick up some bits and, oh, it was so empty. I thought, oh, okay. That bit of my soul that was in the shed is now in the main street.
Kevin hopes the clock tower will be open to the public in late January.
Kate Stevens reporting.